Okay, children's books. This is Extra Yarn.
Yes, it's the picture book. So it's for younger children. And it's about knitting. Now, I do like knitting, and I have lovely memories of how I was taught to knit by my mum and my grandma. And it's something that still goes on today, and certainly in recent years there's been quite a resurgence of interest in handcrafts. And this book celebrates knitting. It's the pleasure you can get from making something, turning it from a single thread into an item of clothing, which is both attractive and useful, which is quite like magic. And the little girl in this story has very special magic yarn. So her joy of knitting goes on and on. And it's a picture book, as I said. So we begin the story in a very black and white world. It's black because of the soot from the chimneys, and it's white because of the snow, so it's quite topical. And the little girl opens a box which contains wool, and it's wool of many colours. And she starts to knit. She makes herself a jumper, first of all, but she finds that when she's finished it, she's got plenty of wool left. So she decides to make something else and turns her hand to a jumper for her dog. But there's still more left. So she decides to make a jumper for a friend. And she keeps knitting and knitting, and there's just the wool is never ending. And she finds soon that the whole village is wearing something that she's made, whether they wanted it or not. Eventually, the magic wool comes to the attention of a wicked ruler, of course, and he tries to take it away from the little girl. But it's a modern fairy tale, and there is a happy ending. And it is quite a simple idea, but it's beautifully told, and it's got quite stunning, unusual illustrations from somebody called Jan Klassen, who's getting quite a reputation as a popular illustrator and quite an innovative illustrator. He's got a couple of books of his own called I Want My Hat Back and This Is Not My Hat, which have been very popular and won awards. But this book is by Mac Barnett, and the illustrator, as I say, is John Klassen, so it's a collaboration between the two.
Sounds beautiful as well. There is so much interest in knitting as well. Newspapers are going to do knitting cards, and I think there's going to be at least to handicraft some reality TV shows. So it really has come full circle, hasn't it?
That's right, yes. But it's great for children to be able to learn these crafts as well as the parents and grandparents. It's something to do together.
Young women are going back to join the WI so they can learn, so they can teach their kids, I discovered last week.
Wow, that's great.
It's brilliant, isn't it? Full circle. Well, I think these are lovely choices. They sound absolutely brilliant, as always. Thank you.
Thank you.
And when you know about your next events, let me know.
I will do.
Take care.
And hope you can come along.
I shall have to make a note. Catherine, thank you.
Thank you.
That's Catherine Lana from Browsers in Woodbridge, The Heart of Hearing Heartbeats by Jan Philip Senker and Extra Yarn by Mac Barnett with illustrations by John Klassen.